Wheat farmers, grain trade representatives, and state and national wheat organization staff members got to walk a figurative mile in the shoes of their end-use customers this month during a flour milling short course at the IGP Institute at Kansas State University. This IGP Institute organizes this course annually as a deep dive into milling and baking processes. This year's course, conducted December 11th through 13th, was designated to give wheat growers and industry personnel training in the basic principles of flour milling and a greater understanding of the relationship between wheat quality and flour performance. 18 participants representing 7 states participated in this year's course. They got a first-hand look at the ins and outs of what it takes to take wheat from the kernel to the loaf or other wheat food product. Chris Tanner, Vice President of Kansas Association of Wheat Growers and a farmer from Norton, Eric Sperber, CEO of Cornerstone Ag in Colby, who serves as an industry representative on the COG board, and Kansas Wheat VP of Communications, Marsha Boswell, participated in the short course. Farmers from across the U.S., representatives from national wheat organizations, as well as wheat breeders from South Dakota, also attended the course, providing each other with a unique viewpoint of the quality needs throughout the wheat and flour supply chain. From a grower's perspective, wheat is wheat. I took it for granted, Tanner said. I thought you just ground it into flour and made bread. That is definitely oversimplified. Most people have a mindset that you run it through the mill once, but I didn't know it went through so many breaks. In addition to classroom lectures, the course included hands-on practical training in K-State's milling and baking laboratories. The group members learned about milling differences in the 6 classes of wheat, principles of wheat cleaning and conditioning, an explanation of flour milling equipment and the process of wheat and flour blending, as well as the impact of grade, wheat quality characteristics, and mill performance on flour extraction. At the milling lab in Schellenberger Hall on the K-State campus, the participants divided into groups to mill all 6 classes of U.S. wheat. There is an intricate process to get every last piece of flour extracted to get the decent margin, Tanner said. The flour miller's margin is thin, like the farmer's. The things we do on the farm impact the mill's bottom line. At the Hall Ross Flour Mill, attendees walked through the machinations and process of an actual flour mill and learned about the various products a mill can produce. Having been in the wheat trading business for 30 years, I found the course to be enlightening, Sperber said. The milling side of the course really resonated with me. It was helpful to see the dynamics of the milling process. In the baking lab, attendees also learned about the different flour and dough testing methods that end-use customers use to evaluate the quality and functionality of each loaf of bread. They also participated in baking tests to see the variation in products like bread, cakes, and cookies when using different classes of wheat. The farmers and staff who attended the course left with valuable knowledge of how to better meet the needs of their customers. Learn more about the technical research-based training offered by K-State through the International Grains Program Institute at grains.kstate.edu/IGP. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.